Welcome back to the Trav Says Podcast. We're your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We're healthcare travelers and the creators of Trav Says. It is another Tuesday. We are back, finally doing our Traveler Quick Tip Tuesdays. So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. Here we go. All right.
So today we're going to talk about our recruiter strategy.
Yeah.
Which,
I don't know. This came to me the other night. I was just thinking about it. It's always, we've been traveling for 12 years, almost 13. Holy crap.
That's weird.
Almost 13. Wow. Almost 13 years. That's crazy. And we've developed strategies that work for us that we've just stuck to. And I've never kind of put the language together to like streamline that or talk about it. It's just always just been like, yeah, this is what you do. But like, we have a chosen strategy and we just want to use this quick tip to help other travelers maybe use our strategy, maybe not.
Well, I think the thing with the recruiters, right? Like, this is always the first question that when someone wants to travel that they start to think about and they start to ask, because your recruiter is your go-to person. Yeah. It's your ride or die person. It's how you get jobs. So it really is like your first point of contact, like your first step. The first thing we did when we decided, hey, do you want to give this traveling thing a go? What did we do? We found a recruiter. We literally called AMN and talked to the first person who answered the phone. We're like, cool, you're like our girl.
No, didn't Jen give us hers?
Did she?
I think she did. She, because we had a direct number. It wasn't just like some
random line. I thought we talked to the first person.
No, I think we talked to her recruiter.
Okay, I don't remember. It was 13 years ago.
Why you shouldn't suggest recruiters unless you know the travelers.
Right.
But anyway.
But we loved her. But yeah. she was a really cool human, just like fucking ripped us as a recruiter. So, but yeah. And what was I just saying?
It's your first point of contact.
Oh, so that was the first step that we did. And then we talked to her and then we got a little better sense of things and then started like the job search, right? And so that's why these relationships are so important, because your recruiters are the people who are getting you your jobs, right? Especially 13 years in. I mean, we had worked with the same recruiter this entire time. Well, I guess that's not true because, yeah, I guess that's not true.
Kind of, because Mason was our backup. When she was off.
Yeah. So and then he became our full time recruiter. And I say like our go to. So because we always say, and you'll hear other people say, if you're starting to travel, it's smart to work with multiple recruiters because different companies have different jobs. And it's good to keep your options open so that when it's time for you to start working, you can choose the best fit for you at the time. So it is best to work with multiple companies and recruiters. However, that can feel a little bit complicated when you're trying to juggle all these companies and all these recruiters and keep up with everything. So we always say two recruiters, solid recruiters that are your go-to, that you check in there, your first point of contact, to me, that is what has worked for us. Two solid recruiters, two companies, and we love Aya, but we always started with our recruiter at Club Staffing. Like, that was always our first check-in. And if they weren't really vibing or they didn't really have exactly what we were looking for, then we would go in onto the Aya.
Yeah, I mean, we have multiple companies, but again, I always like to use this as a point of reference. How many boyfriends or girlfriends could you handle at once? Because it's basically...
Hopefully one.
Well, right. I mean, I know it's a dramatic way of looking at it, but like, if you had multiple girlfriends or boyfriends, somebody's going to be like, you don't pay me enough attention, and so therefore I'm not going to be a good partner for you. That's how you have to look at your recruiter, because they're working hard behind the scenes to get you a contract. And if every time you're just like, oh, I just went with my other one, and like, they're going to slowly start to build that callus that they're like, how hard am I going to work for Aaron or Kim? Because they go with the other recruiter every time. So you have to manage those relationships if you want solid relationships. And honestly, my opinion is that recruiter traveler relationship is the undisputed most important thing you can have as a traveler.
I 100% agree, because as you build up that relationship over time, over years, you do get different sorts of perks.
Privileges.
Yeah, because you have that relationship. They know what kind of traveler you are. You trust them. Like, everything just becomes easier. Where there's not always hoopla every single time you go to start a new contract. It's more smooth. Like, they're offering you the highest pay package. You're not going tit for tat over every single thing. You've developed that flow and that you're in sync with one another. Mm-hmm. And so our strategy has been, now Aya and Club Staffing are two go-to
behemoths.
And when I say like go-to, I mean that they are our first points of contact, and we check in there before we would do anything else, before we would look at a job board, before we would reach out to somebody else. And they're big companies, okay? And so people have their own opinion about big companies, small companies. And at the end of the day, like, you gotta pick the company and the recruiter that you jive with the most, that you like the most, that you feel like the most comfortable with. That's a personal decision.
Can I just hop in there? Mm-hmm. I will say too, we do have the perfect storm. Not only do we have the big companies, but we have recruiters we love there.
Yeah.
Like, I love calling them. I love going on a job hunt with them because they're badass. Whoa. And they work hard and they get me everything I want.
Right.
Like, and they like working with us. They get excited when we call.
Right.
So it's a mutual exchange. Yeah. And it just so happens they're the two biggest companies, one of the two, but we also love working with them.
Yeah. And so the reason why we choose to work with them and what's worked for us, there's a million companies out there. And I'm sure there's a ton of other companies and big companies that have direct contracts. But we always take the path of least resistance. What is the easiest way of, we need a job, let's get a contract, let's make some freaking money, right? Path of least resistance. We are already established with these two big companies, okay? So I'm not always on the hunt to try to go find another one and do your paperwork and blah, 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 blah. These are our go-to, and we've never had any issues locking in a job that we wanted, that we like, that serves us with these two companies. So that's why we stick with them. And they have a lot of direct contracts for ultrasound, for IR, which is very important. And that is why we continue to stay and work with them, even though they're these huge companies.
Yeah, and so what that means too, just briefly for you, is when they have direct contracts, they have direct relationships with that hospital, which means their account managers can speak directly to the hospital. Now, that sounds all good and great and whatever, but there's been times that I've been late to the party and I really want this contract, and those account managers have called the hospital and said, I have a traveler or two travelers that you are going to want to talk to, because they know us. They know that we do really well in the contracts. The facilities love us. And so they push us to get in there because they know that's going to be a good, reputable traveler for their company.
Yeah.
And so you get that extra push, and they have those direct relationships, as opposed to a smaller company that is an MSP and they cannot.
Or a VMS.
Or a VMS. And they. Yeah, sorry.
Real life people, spaghetti squash is done. Continue.
And they. They cannot speak directly to the facility. They have to go through a third party. And so that is really helpful when you're trying to go for a job that you really want. I will say the last caveat is that...
I wanted to speak on that.
Okay, good.
Before you move on to something else.
Like, oh, sorry.
I'm just taking the spaghetti squash out.
Sorry.
Is that... Again, and there can be smaller companies that have direct contracts. It's all fluid. It's all relative. We're just using this in kind of like a black and white kind of thing. But there's obviously a lot more nuance mm-hmm. to things when it comes to traveling. But when you are going in for a direct contract, the chances of you getting a job are just automatically higher. So if Club Staffing is the place that has the direct contract and we want that job, then our recruiter has a better chance of getting us in there as his traveler at Club Staffing and nailing that job for us than if it was a VMS job that every single company has access to and everybody's putting in their travelers. Mm-hmm. And we experienced this firsthand. We were working with Anders, who we absolutely loved, our recruiter. Love our recruiter there. Like, he's a friend. Like, he's going to come on one of our Travsess trips. Yeah. And, like, just such a cool guy, genuinely like talking to him.
And hard worker.
But it always felt like every time we're like, okay, we're going to land a contract with you this time. It, by the time he was able, and they had a lot of EMS jobs too, and that could be changed now. I'm not really sure because we haven't actually tried to even get a contract with them. It's been a while now. So that could have changed. But at the time, it was a lot of EMS jobs. So by the time we're still waiting around to hopefully lock in this job with him because we wanted to work with him, our other recruiter from Club Staffing, say, had already got us a direct contract so quickly. So it's like, we'd always have to be like, sorry, we already locked in this contract, but like, we'll circle back next time. And it just, things move so much faster with direct contracts than they do with VMSs. In our experience, you could have a different experience, but this has been our experience where we're just like, damn, okay, I'm not even gonna bother because there's 100 travelers from different companies trying to get this one job as opposed to maybe 10 getting submitted for this one job through only Club Staffing. Well, so that's right. A difference.
And because they have a direct relationships, there's been times where I've wanted a contract and our recruiter has been like, it's a direct contract. They know how many applications have already gone through and they know what the interview process has already been. So they can be like, nah, this one's already pretty much filled. Like, we have a max of 75 applications in on that one job. So let's just find you something else. Let's not waste our time.
They have the inside scoop.
Totally. Whereas the VMS is just like, I don't know.
They can't see
shit. It seems like there's a lot of people interested in this and I can't call the facility.
Yeah. They don't have any sort of insight. They don't have the tea. They're not able to give you anything.
And I will say it's an evaluation that Kim and I do in our real lives. And we just had this. It's just an example to kind of sink this in, but like, you know, we're flying to Denver to meet friends and kind of go explore Denver. And we live in Charleston, West Virginia. It is a podunk little tiny trailer of an airport, right? And we have to pay a lot of money to go fly to Atlanta or go fly to a bigger hub to then fly the direct flight to wherever we want to go. Granted, it's helped our Delta points because it's a big Delta flight, which is amazing because
now
I'm silver status, baby.
Big daddy over here.
They're even sending me a bag tag so I can show off my status.
What?
Yeah.
Does your companion get one?
I don't know, but I get a bag tag that says silver medallions or silver status.
I feel shafted in this.
Yeah. And so, number one, I'm always very particular about putting in my Delta flight number every single time.
So have I.
You have now.
I've stepped up my game.
You have now. So, anyway, I was like, why don't we drive to Columbus, Ohio, or Lexington, Kentucky, because that's where people that I work with go to. And Kim was like, that's a 2.5-hour drive, plus in order to take an early flight, we'd have to stay the night, so there's a hotel room, and it basically came out to a cost savings of like $60.
Well, hold on, because I think this is a good example, too, of I did all of the research, because I think with traveling, weigh out your options, right? What is the bigger picture here? So I looked at the bigger picture and I looked at how much were flights out of Columbus versus Charleston. And at first sight, it looked like, oh my God, it's
huge.
Way cheaper, like way cheaper. So let's fly out of Columbus. But then when I really got granular and looked at it, it was like, okay, it was a 3-hour drive, by the way. So 3 hours there, 3 hours home, we would have had to get a hotel and you would have probably had to have left work early. So when you actually account for the money that would have been put into driving to Columbus and staying in a hotel, not only the money, but the time.
Leaving work early.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm sorry, when you come home from a trip, the last thing you want to do is drive 3 hours home. Like, that's
well,
insane.
And the return flights were getting in late in the afternoon because we're coming from Denver to the East Coast.
No, it was midnight. They landed at midnight.
Well, right. And right. And so then it's like a 3-hour drive home to start work the next day.
Yeah,
right.
Which is ridiculous. Mm. So when I looked at all of that from like this holistic approach, which is what I always tell travelers to do, always look at the big picture of everything and really weigh out your options and what really matters to you. So when I did that, we would have ended up saving like $100. Okay. After all of that. And we were both just like $100 each. So let's say $200. So for us, that $100, I'm like, dude, all of that, like for $200 to drive 6 hours, sleep in a hotel, all that bullshit. Like, to me, that money isn't worth it. To somebody else, they might have said, hell no, that's $100. Like, I'm, yes, let's go. But we weighed out the options and we were just like, no, that's not worth it.
I'd rather have simple than
save $100.
If it was $500 savings, it's a different story. And so we tell you that story to tell you that how much is it of your life and your personal bills and everything you got going on to wait 2 weeks to find a VMS contract, right? A third party contract versus you might make a little less with these bigger companies, but you get a contract immediately. Like literally Kim and I came home from Bali, realized, we need a contract stat, and literally had an interview in 3 days and knew where we were going by the end of the week, which then all we had to do to drive to West Virginia and get started versus like, how many interviews do we have to take? I want the max amount. And this contract is so much money, but it's a third party and I might not get it. And I'm going to sit around and I'm going to wait. I don't know when they're going to interview me. And that time is ticking for the money that you need into your account. So I would rather go with a bigger company, make quote unquote,
not always. Like that's such a, again, I just want to specify, like we're just, this isn't exact. Okay. So don't be like, oh, small companies pay more.
Correct.
That's not what we're saying. We're just kind of speaking loosely.
But that's also a lot of what the trajectory is in the forums and things like that. I go with these smaller companies because they pay more, right? And like AMN doesn't pay the highest or whatever. We have amazing bill rates.
I think. I'm happy with the money. I say that. I haven't actually taken a contract, but for you.
Right.
Your contracts have been lit.
Yeah, totally. Well, IR is in demand.
Exactly.
Which is great. So
that's always going to affect
anyway,
it.
I hope that makes sense.
Hold on, I wanted to say something.
All right, close it out, partner.
So, again, we live in a world of technology now, so there's a lot of different job boards too. So my thoughts on that is, again, our strategy is the path of least resistance, working with two really solid recruiters that we've built relationships with so things feel easy. Because again, that's what we're looking for. We want easy. I'm not gonna go tit for tat over fucking $100. I'm just not gonna do that. And what I mean by that is like, if you're looking at a job board, okay, and you see a contract and it's, you know, $100 paying more a week or something, yeah, that adds up. That's actually quite a bit of money.
13 weeks, $1,300.
I get that. So maybe that's right. That's quite a bit of money. But again, you have to evaluate your situation where that particular job might not be with a company you're already working with. So if you want to go for that job, then you have to come on with that company. You have to get your recruiter. You have to do all your paperwork.
By that time, the job's probably gone.
So now it's like you just over, you know, I guess $1,300 is a lot of money, but then you didn't even get the job because it went so, it's like it's gone.
Right, you didn't get the job, but also if you waited 3 weeks for that job or 2 weeks for that job, how much is your personal bills coming out of your savings? Is it $1,300 when you could have landed a job and started working a week or two faster?
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that all that kind of clicks in of just really, again, I think the big takeaways are looking at everything with traveling in this holistic way, looking at the bigger picture, really finding two solid recruiters. I think that's such a great number that are your go-to first point of contact. And then if that doesn't work out, then like you can continue on. But I was going to say too, you just made me lose my train of thought.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Two solid recruiters that I was just going to say that pay fairly and that honestly have a lot of direct contracts.
Right. Yeah.
Have those in your back pocket. And if you have that one that you really love working with, they pay great, they're fair, but it kind of takes a while to get you a contract, keep that person. Keep them in your back pocket. Like, work with them.
Yeah. Right. And like really weighing out, again, at first glance, it might look like, ooh, if I work with this person, I'm going to make a little bit more money. But also, what's the cost you're not calculating in, right? How long that's going to take your bills, all the things that you said. So just kind of looking at everything from that way. If you're looking for two recruiters, we have two amazing recruiters, one at Aya, one at Club, that we love and cannot recommend enough. I'll put their information in the show notes of this podcast so you can go look at it, or you can always email us at Hella.
Okay. Little technical difficulty there. We were in the middle of wrapping this podcast up and our microphones died. So we're going to pick up where we left off.
Okay. So email us mm-hmm. at hello@imtravsess.com, or you can Instagram us at Kim and Aaron G. I will say, don't Facebook message us. Like, I just saw some messages that had been in the inbox for so long. Like, I never see them. I never check them. It's just not the best way. Like, we're never on Facebook anymore. So it's just not the best way to get back to it or to get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. So email us or DM us on the things I told you. And
yeah,
stay tuned for our membership. That's going to be coming out soon too.
It's gonna be amazing.
You're going to be traveling soon, or if you're already a traveler, and you want all the lifestyle things, the educational things, the community things, like, it's going
to
be
meetups, amazing. Adventure trips, discounts to the adventure trips, first dibs on the adventure trips,
our course,
meetups in the United States only for the community, our courses on there, weekly or monthly workshops, a community chat so you can get to know your fellow Travsessed community. It's going to be epic.
All right.
Good.
On that, we'll see you later.